Love Talk Radio.
There's our cue. And welcome, everyone, to our Zora call with our special guests today, being Michael Andrews and Matt. And they're going to be talking all about the WGC community as well, and Avani, which is the utility coin token that we'll be discussing about as well. So thank you all for being here. Thank you for your patience. I think I did a little bit of a miss thing here regarding the time and then what I did on Blog Talk. So sorry about that. Otherwise, let's go ahead and get started with our call today. Let me go ahead and also bring in Zaria. So we'll go ahead and give Michael and Matt a call. Hold on a second. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Zaria. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute for a while. Sorry about that, Zaria. Let me go ahead and bring in our special guest for today. And again, a little bit of a delay getting started, and thank you so much, everyone, for your patience. Okay, there we go. Oops, hold on a minute. Okay, and then we'll go ahead and bring in Matt.
Hello.
Hey, hi, Michael.
How you doing? How you doing?
We're good. Sorry for a little bit of a delay here. If you want to hang in there, let me go ahead and get Matt.
Sure.
Okay, hold on one second. Thanks so much for being here, by the way, Michael. Hold on. Let me go ahead and get him.
You're welcome.
All right. All right, here we go. I hope this is where I'm getting him.
Hello, Jane.
Oh, there you are, Matt. How are you?
good. How are you doing?
We're great. And, of course, we have Michael here also with us today. And Zaria is in the wings there as well. So today is a very special day because our call is only for you both and for lots of information, I think, that to be addressed for our new venue here of the WGC and Avani. So I think I would like to just go ahead and make a little bit of a preface here for everyone regarding the two of you and your involvement with helping so many of us get on board with cryptocurrencies and all the ins and outs of it. So everyone, thank you so much for being here again today, today being July the 16th, 2023. And it's interesting during these times of our existence that we are moving away from fiat. Obviously, fiat is really gone, but we're moving away from it gradually. But it seems like it's faster because now we have cryptocurrency that's really the next evolution in terms of where we're going in our world. So thank goodness for Michael for bringing this to us at the very beginning with Daisy and moving from there. And we went to WCL and now with World Community. WGC. So I'll just leave it at that. So Michael is just an amazing individual. He has so much going on, so much he's doing at present. So sometimes, it's, you know, we can't, you know, reach out to him. But as always, he's always here for us to address some of the things that we are feeling. We have some questions about and needing a little bit of an understanding, again, of where we're at in the world of cryptocurrency and why he is introducing this to us and why we're doing what we're doing. And then, of course, Matt, his associate, Matt, I want to call Matt as an associate because they work together so well. And Matt is also here as he also helps in bringing all of this information to all of us as well. So, Michael, I know that everybody's on board over here. We all know who you are. We know you have a great heart of helping humanity, and Matt as well. And thank you so much for bringing this new venue. But I know that we still have a ways to go in understanding exactly how it works and how we can go from A to Z with this,
World G Community.
Yeah, World G Community. The G stands
there you
for global,
go. You got it.
Correct?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So with that being said, Michael, I don't want to take anything away from you, so you've got the floor now. Thank you so much. And then Matt as well, if you'll introduce Matt too. So thank you for being here with us today. All yours.
Excellent. So what I'm going to do, because I know that the community, they've known us since even back dealing with Daisy, so it's been a little bit, so I wanted to make sure that we go through the three different things with people that are on the call. Just make sure that it's a good update and a good overview. So Matt's going to be coming in just a little bit. He's going to be discussing WCL and just a way to really navigate through that at a very high level. But I wanted to start with Daisy because I am getting texts here and there with certain things, and I just want to make sure that we're able to go through that. So that people are successful on navigating through that. So I wanted to start with how Daisy is doing. Up to date, if you started right when I started, when we first started on the call, I know some people started later, so the percentage may be lower on that. But right now we're right around 578.94% on our returns. We're doing extremely well, especially compared to other investments out there, with our returns, and it's going to continue to grow because the world of AI is just getting more and more powerful, and AI has been the way that banks and everybody that has a lot of income have been using that to navigate through better trading. So that's been really, really good. But one of the things that I have gotten, and I just wanted to make sure that it was on a recording where people can go back to it and be able to listen to this as many times as they want, is how to navigate through getting back in. You know, it's been a little bit, so sometimes you know how it is. It gets a little hard to remember how to go through the process. So I'm going to be working on that right now just briefly to bring everybody back to where they need to be. So the first thing you're going to need to make sure, if you are in the U.S., you're going to need to make sure you have a VPN. And I like to use free VPNs. It's up to you. It's your choice on what VPN you want in the U.S. But I use TunnelBear. It's worked for me since really they started. So if you're not in the U.S., you can go ahead and not worry about VPN. But you do want to make sure that you set it to a different country, okay? VPNs just protect your system, but it also allows you to navigate through different browsers from different countries on your phone. Pretty cool. And so the next thing you want to do is that you want to make sure you have a TronLink wallet app, which you have to have that in order to be a part of Daisy, okay? So you want to make sure that it's updated. Sometimes people try to log in and they have not updated their TronLink wallet. So I'm going to go slow again just to make sure. You need a VPN if you're in the U.S. You need to make sure you select a different country. I like to do Italy, Europe, anything like that. It's fine. Select a different country. And then once you have done that and completed that, you're going to go into your TronLink wallet app. Now, once you're in your TronLink wallet app, okay, at the bottom, there's icons. And If you have an iPhone, it's going to be Browser. If you have an Android, it's going to be Discover. Now, what you want to do is you want to click that, and then at the search bar, you'll click it once, and then it kind of allows you to start writing when you click the second time. And you're going to input there. I'm going to go slow on this. You're going to input https://daisy.global/r/. So again, that's https://daisy, which is daisy.global, global/r/. So again, that's daisy.global. Again, that's daisy.global for the spelling of daisy.global. So, of course, https://daisy.global/r/. And what that's going to allow you to do when you go ahead and do the search, it's going to say, are you going to allow that, you know, third-party validation? You're going to go ahead and click that. Yes, it's okay. And then you're going to get to a part where it's going to say automatic login. When you get to automatic login, you're going to click that. You're going to click confirm after that, and then you're going to put in your password. Once that's done, you're going to be now inside of your smart contract, okay? What you're going to do from there is you're going to scroll down and click right above where it says tiers. It's going to say fund. Okay? Click fund. The next thing it's going to take you to is another page, and it's going to say my account. Make sure that is selected, okay, because it's going to say two different things. So you want to select my account. And once that's selected, you're going to click Forex, and there you go. You'll be able to see your summary and all of that. So if you're on the call right now and you are needing to get in, that's how you would do it. And then, of course, if you're trying to get connected to Daisy's Telegram, of course, myself and also Mel, she's been helping with that as well, can connect you to the different Telegrams where you can stay informed on that side. Okay. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure I went over that because, you know, it has been some time. And I've been traveling a lot, so I just want to make sure everybody's aware. I've told them that I've been traveling. But I don't want it to be where you don't have to wait for me. And these Telegram chats that are connected to Daisy will be able to help you to get questions answered. They like questions in those chats, especially if they're good ones, not negative. If it's negative, they're not going to take it. I'm going to let you know you'll get kicked out of the chat, so don't do that. But make sure you stay positive when you're in those chats. And just ask the questions you need, and typically the administrator will take care of those answers for you as you get going. But I just want to make sure that people are aware that all of our projects have customer service and a way to contact them directly so that you don't have to depend on any one person. Matt and I, we just want to make sure that's clear on this call, that that's not the case, that you feel that you have a group of people that you can go to, not just one. So anyway, that is in recording, so if you need to go back to that, you can just listen to it. And then, of course, I'll give my number later, and I'll kind of, you know, assist if somebody didn't get it. You know, I'll assist on that, making sure that people do understand that so they can be able to get into their back office, okay?
Okay. Excuse me, Michael. So if they're having difficulty with this, for example, right? So there's a chat. Where do they go to see the chat? Is that at daisy.global/r/?
No.
They'll
have to text me because that has to be members.
Uh-oh.
So I will not be able to talk about the Telegram chat because it's only for members that can be in there. So that means that you're a purchaser, not somebody that's just on the call and they're just like, hey, I want to know about this. No. That's not what the chat is for.
Okay.
The chat is for members, and members have to be the ones to go in the chat unsolicited because, unfortunately, people like to solicit on these chats. That's not what it's for either. So the chat is for individuals, members, that are paid members that can go in there and be able to ask questions and all of that. So I'll know if you're a member or not because I have the listing of people. But if you're not, the chat is not for that, so I won't be just giving that out on the call today
okay.
Because we can't do that.
Okay. So if they really do, if they're already a member, they do have a question, they can still, you know, try to reach out to you and maybe that you could kind of clarify a little bit for them so that they can go forward with that.
So they can definitely do that. Just hit me and just say, hey, I want to be connected to the chat. Most of the people, just so you know, most of the people on this call, everybody was in my Telegram chat. And inside of that Telegram chat, if you were with me on that Telegram chat, so everybody that was a part of it got connected to my Telegram chat. And in that chat, I listed every single one of those Telegrams. So if you remember Legend Beyond, you'll be able to go back to that and be able to go in that chat. Just look up, and you'll be able to see those Telegrams is already listed there. So it's the very last thing that I put in there so that people could be able to get directed to Daisy itself. So everything's coming from the horse's mouth.
Okay. So if they forgot about the chats, they can just text you and you can just send that, hey, need
or they can just go
link
to the Legend and Beyond because everybody that got with us during that time got connected with that Telegram chat. Okay. So that chat, so everybody was enlisted in that chat as soon as they became a client with us. Okay. So once that happens, they can go back to that, which is Legend and Beyond. You know, you can't get access to that without, you know, having, you know, someone allowing you to be there. But just go to that and you'll be able to go in and, you know, have an opportunity to see those Telegrams. So they were listed and they'll still be there where they can go in and then connect with those chats and then get information from the admins. Okay.
Okay, and so the process also in regards to being able, because, you know, we've had a couple of people ask, how do I get money out of it, is, again, you know, you already went through the format of getting into their TronLink wallet, et cetera, and then they just kind of follow the directions from there, right?
Yes, so on liquidation, I'm glad you brought this up. We cannot be involved with instructions on liquidation, because that is financial advice. You have to choose how you want to liquidate. So the same thing, if you work for someone, the person you're working for is not going to tell you what bank to bank with. You have to make that choice, open up a bank account, and then you have to have your money go to that bank account, and then you have to withdraw.
Right.
So there's a lot of exchanges out there that will help you. So I'll give out what I use. I'm not telling you to use this,
okay? Sure.
I'm going to make sure I'm very clear on this call. I'm not instructing you on using this. I'm not. But what I am saying is that this is what I do use, and it's worked for me.
Okay.
So I'm going to make it clear, and that's why I'm stressing this. I am not giving you advice on what you should do. But two of the ones that I use is that we used, of course, your money's in TronLink Wallet. I like Exodus.
Right.
Okay, I do. I like Exodus. And if you're in Daisy, what I would do, if right now your funds are going to be USDT, TRX. And I want to stress this. That is a blockchain. There's a lot of different USDT blockchains. And Matt probably will be laughing right now because he knows that this is why I don't deal with liquidation, because you can lose your money if you don't send it to the right blockchain. So I'm going to stress that too on this call, because that's why I don't deal with liquidation. I'm a holder. So when it comes to liquidation, that's not my expertise. But I will tell you this. When you're making your move from the TronLink wallet, it's going to come to you as USDT, TRX, okay?
USDT.
Now, when you move your funds over to Exodus, so when there's a send and receive, you can move your funds over to Exodus Exchange, right? It's Exodus wallet. And then there you can swap it at that point to whatever USDT, like if you need ERC-20, you can do that, right? And then from there, it's your choice. You know, it's your choice if you want to swap it to BTC and use Cash App as a way to move your funds into your bank account. You can use PayPal to be able to do that, you know. You have Crypto.com and Gemini as cards that you can use, but again, understand if you're using a crypto.com card, they're using the ERC exchange. They have others They also have crypto exchange, but a lot of people are familiar with ERC-20, USDT, and you can actually have the funds come from Exodus, for instance, as an example, to your crypto.com on a credit card and use it right away, okay? So that would be steps outside of going to your bank because I don't – and this is just me, okay? I'm not a big bank person. Everybody knows me.
Right.
I'm not.
Yeah,
you know, everybody's very clear with that, okay? And I'm not going to stress that a lot on this call, but just everyone knows me. I'm not too cool with the banks. They're freezing people's accounts consistently, people I know. And so if you're looking for a variety, I would look at those crypto.com. I would look at maybe Gemini. You know, I would look at some of those groups that are out there that have cards. Gemini, I believe, is the only one right now that has a credit card. So if you like credit cards, just know you have to qualify. So if your credit's not there, don't go Gemini. Go crypto.com, right?
Okay.
But these are some of the ways that you can do liquidation if you're wanting to liquidate. I'm not a liquidator. I'll be holding. I'm a holder. So I have a different philosophy with this.
Okay.
And I'm not a person that doesn't anything with my and I won't be you know, and I want to talk about why as we go through this call, but it's just not something I do because I'm giving away my best money. I rather honestly, if I get in trouble, if I ever get in big trouble, I'd rather pawn someone in my house than actually do something with that money, you know what I'm saying, because it's that important not to sell it. But
okay, so I just want to kind of go over that real quick. So in terms of what you use, is you use Exodus, which is a wallet, right? It's a G wallet is what you're referring to, correct?
It's a wallet. It's basically a wallet where you can hold your cryptos at. It won't allow you to make purchases, no. But it is something that allows you to have your funds there, and you can swap it to different ones. It allows
so
you to do that.
It's like, it's a blockchain.
Well, it's a wallet.
It is a block.
It's a wallet.
Okay, forget about the blockchain.
It's more of
a wallet
that holds currency. So basically, it's like this.
Okay,
it's basically like you go to your bank, but let's just say that the bank, the only thing that it had ability to do was to exchange. So it's just an exchange bank, right? So that's the best example I can offer. It's kind of like you go to this exchange bank, you put your money there, and it allows you to swap and move money to different currencies. Right.
Yeah.
But
and
from
so
there,
if you want
though,
currency, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but from there,
from
though,
there,
you have another step because now you want to use those funds. And that's when you'll need to send it from there to whatever Cash App, for instance, PayPal, for instance, or a card like crypto.com. You'll need to send it there so that you can be able to use those funds. And that's what people don't understand.
Okay.
These funds are highly usable. But you have to understand the movement of that money, okay? And that's going to go through that. But just you need to understand that there's a movement of money out there, and the more education you have, the better, because it doesn't. Rachel, I don't care who it is right now. Anybody can see what's going on with our economy, and having options to have your money in other places it's so necessary right now. It's so necessary to make sure that that's there. When people talk to me, they said, Michael, I'm trying to understand. So 99.9% of your funds is outside of the central space? Yes. I don't have any dealings with the central space. I don't trust it. I'm not confident with it. I don't want anything to do with it. Okay, I'm just telling you, and that's my fault. But you have to go through what I've gone through to have that type of feeling, though. You know, if you're just doing small banking, I'm not but if you're doing millions or doing whatever type of deals and transactions that you're doing, the more higher you get, the more difficult. You go to any big person and say, what are some of the hardest things you have to deal with? They're going to look at them and say, moving money. Moving money has been an issue for me. And that's every big person, moving money. So the thing is that that's where the world is changing now. Because all of the red tape, all of this, all of that, yes, we do understand there are some bad people out there. We get that. But there's some very good people that are getting hit hard for the bad people. Yeah. That's not fair.
Right.
It's just not fair.
That's right.
People are doing right, and then you can't even move because of what's going on out here. And this is real talk.
Yeah.
This is something I'm dealing with all the time. I have friends that were caught up in Silicon Valley, Signature Bank, and they have millions and millions of dollars. They can't even move it right now.
Yeah.
They won't.
So
they're not even allowed to move it right now. That's your money.
Oh, my gosh.
And you can't move it.
And you can't even get it. Yeah.
Right.
So bad.
So at the end of the day, this is the reason why in my life, 99% of my life is involved with this, because as you get stronger and bigger in life, it gets worse.
Right.
So that's why I said, you know, and you got to be careful out here. And that's why, you know, when people are like, hey, Michael, what's up with you this liquidate? It's because I want to protect myself and I want to protect you and make sure that you understand how to do it so that you understand, okay, if I make a mistake, it's on me. I can't blame somebody else for the movement of my own money because now I'm at control, right?
Yeah.
So
So just real quick then. So you can go to a wallet like Exodus, and you go from there, and then if you want it in USDT, it's called USDT ERC-20, right?
Yeah, so let's state it clean, okay? Because if someone's listening to this, let's go real clean with this, okay? So, again, you would use Daisy. You would go with Daisy. And Daisy, they pay out in USDT, but it's PRX. So when the funds come to you, you do your withdrawal from Daisy, it's going to go into your TronLink wallet. The next thing that's going to happen is that what do I do with it now? And what you do with it now is you have to go to another wallet that can either it's already set for TRX, and you can just move it directly to TRX, which most of them are not, or you need to swap it. So I need to do swaps most cases, right? So I'll send it to Exodus. Exodus, another send and receive, wallet to wallet, right? Address to address. And you're basically sending it to Exodus, and there you're going to swap. Now, there's videos for all of this. There's videos on moving money around. There's videos setting your account up for Exodus, setting up your account with TronLink Wallet. If you're with Daisy, you don't have to worry about that because you've already done this step. It's over. It's done. But, you know, as you get to Exodus, now that's when everything starts of you being able to say, where am I going to send this now for liquidation?
Because
this is the liquidation. So going from Exodus to Cash App, or going from Exodus to crypto.com or Gemini or whatever source is going to be that has a credit card, that's what your last step would be. So that now you can go out there and purchase items and live your life. Because people want to know, can I live my life with crypto? And yes, people are doing it. Here in Florida, I'm going to tell you right now, the whole state does crypto. I can go into stores. I can go into clubs. I can go into anything, and they take my crypto straight up. Yeah.
Wow. Whole no kidding. I didn't know that.
Right here in Florida. That's why I'm here.
And listen, so if somebody needed the video, hey, Michael, if somebody needed that video, can we just go to YouTube and just type in
Yeah,
you
so this is what you
YouTube, do. Right?
So you go to YouTube.com, right? Go to YouTube and say, how do I set up a TronLink wallet account, which no one needs to do that because everybody's done it that I'm talking to on the call. But how to set up a TronLink wallet, how to set up Exodus, how to do transactions. How do I send money from TronLink Wallet to Exodus, for instance? Somebody's done a video. Okay. And that's how I get it done.
Okay.
I watch the video.
Wow.
I practice those.
Okay.
And no one tells me how to do this stuff. I don't wait for anyone. I don't. I'm a person that I'll go out there. I'll get my education. I'll take a look at what they're saying.
Sure.
I don't use their link.
Right.
So this is a big thing on YouTube.
Right.
Don't use their link.
Gotcha.
Go straight to the source.
Okay.
Okay. If they have a link inside of their YouTube thing that they're doing, don't use that. I don't know who they are, and I don't trust them. I don't know them. So what I'm going to do is say, okay, let me go to the site directly, of this group. Because Gemini is huge. Crypto.com is huge. These are not small groups out here. Exodus is huge. So you just go to them directly and say, I'm logging into Exodus directly. I'm not going to use these YouTube links. And that protects you. Like, for instance, Ledger as a cold wallet.
Oh.
People are like, always, Michael, who do you use? I use Ledger, as my cold wallet. But I'm not going to use a link. I'm going straight to Ledger.com, and I'm going to get my cold wallet from there directly. I'm not going to anybody else. No referrals, no one. I'm going directly to the source, so I don't have to worry about people taking my money from me, okay?
Sure.
So basically what I'm saying is I'm not sending my money to nefarious person that is trying to do wrong by me. I'm not doing that. I'm going to go directly to the source. I don't care what link they have. I don't care if they have a 15% off. I don't care. I'm not using that. I'm going to go directly to the source,
to the
regardless.
Company.
And
to
if
the
they
source.
Have a discount, I'll work with them directly with the discount. Make sense?
Yeah. Okay. So Ledger.
So this call
is
important because, this is important because liquidation is one of the big things, but it's the gray area that we have to be careful with because I can't tell you what to do.
Gotcha.
You have to look things up.
Okay.
But for me, what I'm doing, I've gone from TronLink Wallet because, Daisy paged through that. When you do your withdrawal, your money, it goes into the TronLink Wallet. From the TronLink Wallet, you can send your funds to Exodus because they have TRX.
Got it.
From there, you do your swap.
TRX.
And then finally, again, you go to whatever source that you're going to liquidate, whether it's Cash App. And again, like you said, this is all YouTube.
Yeah.
Cash App is something on YouTube that when it comes to what they accept, which is Bitcoin, right? If they accept Bitcoin, then when you're in Exodus, you're going to swap it from TRX, USDT, to Bitcoin, right? And then you're going to now move that Bitcoin into your Cash App, and now finally you're able liquidate it with your Cash App.
Got it.
All right.
Okay. What is Ledger, Michael?
Ledger is a cold wallet. So everybody always talks about I've lost money. The only way that happens is if you've left your money on exchange or somewhere and you didn't have a cold wallet. A cold wallet is basically
like a
thumb drive. And you can send your money to that wallet and take it offline so that nobody can steal your money. Nobody can steal your Bitcoin. Yeah, and that's how I live.
No kidding.
I don't live online at all. The amount of crypto I have, it's not even a question.
Oh.
there's no way I'm leaving that on some exchange. So that's not happening. So a person can do whatever they want on my devices. They're not getting my lump sum. They're not getting it because it's not online.
Yeah.
Okay.
I laugh, but this
is very serious, though.
So it's Ledger's, L-E-G-E-R, right?
No, Ledger is L-E-D-G-E-R.
L-E-T?
No, L-E-D as a dog.
L-E-D-G-E-R.
As a dog.
Okay. Oh, Ledger, like a ledger.
Yeah, Ledger. Yeah.
I got it.
Because it's like a ledger. It's like an accounting ledger.
Yeah,
it really
like a ledger.
So
got it.
It's a perfect name because it's listing your cryptos. And now you have it offline. So it's a ledger, really, it's like a ledger of your account, right? Pretty cool.
Nice. Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah.
So
well,
we'll have to wait
till we get millions. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. No, you'll get there. You'll get there. Everybody's on track. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to kind of get this to Matt so he can go into WTL one thing I like about Matt, he's a good executor on this part, is staying informed. And I just want him to rub off on everybody. I want him to rub off on everybody because he's a good example. And so I'm going to let him deal with that next part. And then from there, I'm going to go back and finish up with the other. Okay, go ahead, Matt.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Michael. That was great. Thank you, Matt, for being here. Thank you.
Okay. Hello, everybody. So I think most everybody knows me, maybe not everybody, but my name is Matt Kelsick. I'm in Richmond, Virginia, and I've been involved with Michael since like September 2021, where I got involved with WCL, having met Michael on the Zora show. myself and my close friend Gloria have been listeners of this show for 7 years or more. I'm not sure the exact. that's just a little quick background on that, but. Anyway, on my part here today with the WCL updates, WCL has some major updates. We're not going to have the time to go over everything just because it'll take too long. But the WCL is now WGC, like we already been talking about that earlier, and that represents World G Point Community. And there's a couple reasons. that they went through that. You can still and you can access. You can go into the website that says worldcryptolife.com, as well as the new brand new website worldgcommunity.com. But the old one will still link into the new one, so you can still access either way. And we're stressing that we are a G Point community. Like we stated in our call in May, the IMC token that was originally being marketed, that has now been changed to Ebony. So Ebony is that name of the new token. And we didn't want to share the same name as other projects. There were other projects out there that had the IMC name. So it was they decided to make that change so there would be no confusion amongst ourselves and those other tokens that are out there. Let me see here. IMC is we did not want to. Let me back up. Also, okay, the final coin that has also been converted to Ebony. So everything's being put under one umbrella. And then this does not mean that you or we have to worry about any conversions over to the Ebony, because all those conversions were done for everyone on their behalf. Mm-hmm. So that's already mm-hmm. been done in the back office. The information to stay updated is to go to the website, which is now used to be wclonthego.info, but obviously that's changed to wgconthego.info. I'll spell that. So again, it's like http://// wgconthego.info. So that's wgconthego.info, wgconthego.info. And when we go onto that website, we can actually log into the back office, and then actually we can have training and recorded webinars that are accessible on that back office. So we actually go to the website. And we will click on menu once we are in the back office. And then after we click menu, we'll click recordings. And then on the recordings will be the recordings of every Saturday at 1:00. So for those of us that are able to and able to listen on Saturday at 1:00. Which is something that I do. I do every Saturday. And if there's a chance, there's situations where I can't be on it because I'm doing other marketing and whatnot. And I will always go back and listen to the recording, because that's on. We highly encourage everyone on the call to either listen to those corporate updates live or to go back and listen to them on the recording. And the next topic is to get to information on to check Ebony market price. We want to go to lbank.info. So that's lbank.info. Lbank is an exchange that Ebony is on. So they're going to have, that's where you're going to find the information on pricing, current pricing. And to understand Lbank, kind of like what we talked about earlier, you can actually go to YouTube and type in how to look up cryptocurrency prices on lbank.info. There's actually videos on YouTube that'll walk you through kind of going through the Lbank site. And they're also creating videos for withdrawal of funds if you decide to do so. That's accessible either on the YouTube videos as well as in the recordings in the back office. And all projects should be looked at from a long-term perspective. You know, as we always say, the holding these tokens and the projects that they're involved in is where we have the best success, as Michael always says. So our live webinars, again, are Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, with the CEO. And then we also have on Sundays, we have a live webinar with Benjamin Funch, who's a corporate trainer. And he has Q&A session. He goes over whatever the current update is, and then he also has a Q&A. However, these calls are typically at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time Sunday, which we realize, or I realize that's obviously conflicts with the Zora call in most cases, although there are sometimes when there isn't the Zora call on a particular Sunday, I would say those would be the Sundays to get on that call, because it is a very informative call with Benjamin Funch. In addition to Benjamin Funch, we have crypto education, which we want to really stress that it is imperative. I'll say that again, imperative that we keep up on crypto education. And we have Brandon Ivey, who is the educator for WGC, who has a call every Monday evening at 10 o'clock Eastern. And he'll go over various topics of crypto. He'll talk about exchanges. He'll talk about liquidation. He'll talk about just many, many, many subjects. He'll go over and he'll kind of do one subject at a time per week. And I think it's very good for people to listen to those as well. We never have to wait on information. We have recorded calls. It's important to keep up as much as we can. We realize that people don't have to necessarily be on every single call, but they do. It is very, very good if they can kind of keep up on some regular basis, whatever that is, that their schedule allows, so they can kind of not get too far behind, because there's always changes that are happening within the company or within just the crypto space in general. And I think I've covered all the bases I'm going to talk about today. Michael, you can let me know if I've left anything out.
No, you did a fantastic job. Yeah, but go ahead. You can ask me. You can ask me. That's fine.
I've got a couple of questions already. Okay, because sure. I've gone through, so one, in regards to LBank info, what I did is I went and joined. Were we supposed to join, or we didn't have to join?
You can register or not register. You can register or not register, but
so
you
I
still
registered.
Are able to access. But registering is highly important. Why? Because when you get to liquidating, you're going to have to be registered, and you're going to have to go through the process of joining with them and registering with them, because why? That's where Ebony resides. So for those individuals that are on the call, again, we talked about liquidation with Daisy, and I apologize. I think I said semicolon. I wanted to go back up and just clarify that. That HTTPS is a colon, not a semicolon that I talked about earlier. So I just want to go ahead and give that site. It's https://daisy.global/r/. So this, in case if you're listening to the call, then you may have taken that down as a semicolon. My fault. I don't know why. My brain. So anyway, that's how you access that. But with what Matt was just talking about now, you need to join LBank. So watch a video on how to join LBank. You're going to have to, give them your credit, your driver's license, or some type of way of showing who you are. You're going to have to do, the onboarding process with them. And the reason why is because, and it's good to go ahead and get that out the way, is because when you start to withdraw your funds from WGC. You're going to have to move the funds from WGC, from your G wallet, over to LBank. And when you move it to LBank, then all you're going to do is mimic what I said earlier. But most of what I was talking about can be done right at LBank when it comes to swapping. So let's just say you want to use Cash App. Well, you're going to need to do your swapping method at LBank and move it to Cash App. Let's say you want to do a card like crypto.com, right? You do your swapping, but it's going to have to be specific to USDT ERC, because if you don't do that, then when you send it to crypto.com, you're going to lose your money. You're going to lose it, okay? You're going to lose your money because they only allow certain blockchains to be used, so it's Crows, ERC-20, and things like that. So when you're doing this, make sure you take your time. Make sure you watch the videos on what they say you can use and can't use, because it will keep you tight so that when you're making those movements, you know, you're doing it in a correct manner, okay? So, again, when we're talking about liquidation, we're talking about it going from WGC. From WGC, it goes over to L-Bank. From L-Bank, now Cash App or whatever you want to do your liquidation on, and that would be the procedures and steps to make sure that you're covered. But make sure you are sending it properly through the right blockchain and all of that. And, of course, that information would be there, so you'd be like, okay, I get it now. So USDT has TRX. USDT has ERC-20. USDT has Binance. So, you know, there's different blockchains, and you got to make sure that you're sending it through the right source, or it would just be, it would be out there, and you'll be like, I don't understand why the money didn't move. Well, it's because it went through the wrong blockchain, right? So when people talk to me, they're like, well, Michael, why is it that you don't deal with liquidation? Because it's involved that's your money, and I can't get involved if a step is mistaken, that any one of us leaders get in trouble for that. We cannot be involved with that. So what we can do is make sure you have the information, that you go through it step by step, you'll have success if you follow. But if you miss something, then that's something where you have to make sure that you go. And some people are like, well, why would I want to get involved with such a space? Well, it's two sides of it. Deal with the banks where they control your money. Like FedNow is coming soon at a theater near you. Do you want someone to seize your account? You're trying to make a transaction. You're doing something you feel is right, but the government says no. Is that what you want? Is that worth it? You have $1 million sitting in the bank, and they say, hey, we don't like what we see here. We don't want to know what's going on with these emails you've been sending, and we're not going to let you send that money now. You're not doing anything wrong. But they just decide at that point, you can't travel, you can't spend money. Oh, you're eating too much meat. Yeah. We don't want you eating meat. Yeah. We want you eating vegetables. And people laugh, but I'm telling you, this is real talk. You're working with an owner of a company. He wants his people to be healthy. He's realizing your eating habits are off, and he's like, look, you can't eat that way anymore. We're cutting you off.
Right.
And they have the ability to do that. That's crazy. Yeah.
Okay,
so that's why, these things, you want to get good at this stuff because you don't want to put yourself in a position where that happens. You know what I mean? So.
Okay, so just to kind of go over this real quick, and Matt, you did a great, great job of really getting that organized for us. So I think for some people, they've already gotten into and registered for their L Bank. And then I think you said also that Ben, he has a Q&A on Sundays, and that's Eastern time you're talking about at 10 o'clock?
Eastern time.
Standard time.
Okay. And then the crypto education,
You know, once you deal with the initial part of the movement from, like, just the initial part with the company, it's really big at that point because he will not touch on certain parts either. He just can't. But I would definitely do your due diligence on the movement of L Bank, setting up your account, different things like that, because, you know, someone's going to ask a question and be like, well, can you help us do that? And he won't be able to help on certain things. He can help on certain things, but just not the execution of telling you who to use and things like that. We can't do that. So.
Okay. So what is this thing? Because I went to the back office, of WGC, and it talks about KYC. And now you're telling me you can just go to WGC and get from WGC to L Bank and then get your money that way, right? And, of course, the other way is to go
through. So it's a little bit more expensive than that. So it's a little bit deeper than that. WGC, KYC is knowing your client, so they need to know your client. And then, of course, when you get over to L Bank, they're going to KYC you too because they've got to know you as well. But what I was saying is you're going to get to L Bank and you do your KYC and you set everything up. that's when you can select where it's going to go after. So like I said, if you're going to swap it out and send it as Bitcoin to Cash App, or if you're going to send it to crypto, it's still another step because they don't have a credit card.
Got it.
Okay. So if they did have a credit card, futuristically that may happen, then you can just pick up a credit card with our bank in the future, and then you can just use your card right away, right?
Okay. So for everybody that's listening to this, you know, if you haven't done this already, it's really good education as well as process for everyone to know. So you go over there to the academy. If you go to the main dashboard, you scroll down and it has all kinds of, you know, details there, and you can go, it says Academy. I know that Michael and Matt have already mentioned that in the past. And if you go to the Academy, it's got some videos now in terms of about how to understand the G wallet and the organization itself. And then even, I think it even goes all the way down to, the G wallet, and I don't know if it goes into the L bank or not, but anyways, they're short YouTube videos, but it says a little bit about KYC. It doesn't tell you the details of how to do the KYC. A lot of people don't understand that. It's a little bit more involved, but I guess it sounds like from what Michael is saying is that that's also something that needs to be learned and then go through the process of it, especially if down the road you want to go ahead and liquidate and utilize whatever. So you could go a couple of different ways. You can go either through WGC to your L bank, and then you still have to do your KYC, or you could go to the G wallet, and then you could go the other way and use the G wallet into a I forget what you just said already.
A card. They have a card as well. So they have a card as well. G point wallet.
And the crypto thing. Yeah.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. They have that as well. So those will be your steps. And no, it's actually not really bad when you look at what you're saving. You know, like the drama that you're saving in this new world that's coming, it's just going to be so much easier because I'll tell you what, when you sit there and they actually freeze your account for a month, that's hard. That's a hard feeling.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, having that pain of, oh, my God, I got to sit here and wait for them to unfreeze my account if they feel like it. I had an account, I believe, I think it was PayPal's or one of them. I will never reopen another account with those groups. And they just said, we saw that your transactions and it just seemed like it was a lot. And we decided that we're not going to work with you and we're going to hold your money.
Yeah.
And that money was held for like a year and a half before they gave it back and said, we're so sorry. Everything's okay. We were able to vet things. You were able to vet things in a year and a half? And so these are the problems that we have when we're dealing with the central space, is that all the things we're talking about, opening up these credit cards, moving money around, you're going to have to do that anyway with banks, you know? The only thing is you have to. So we sometimes feel really convenient going to the bank and then they move our money for us. But the problem with that is they're moving our money for us, and that's where it hurts. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, I think we have like about a half an hour left. I wanted to kind of make it a little bit open as well. I still would like the two of you to really talk a little bit about, you know, Ebony and IMC are similar in terms of they're both utility coins. But I know that Zareya also has a question or two, is kind of getting really antsy, wanting to talk with the two of you. So, Zareya, you have something you wanted to ask Michael and or Matt? Okay, you've got the floor.
Okay, I went onto my phone and I went to the Tron link to get into the Tron link. I put in my information and it said my password's wrong. You have 5 short chances left. And I tried one more time. And then it said you have 2 chances left. First it was 5, and then it went down to 2. And so I don't know. I can't get in to my Tron wallet by the way you described. And then when I click on it, it goes into something in Spanish.
Oh dear.
Yeah, so basically you have to have your password, and this is for everyone on the call. There is no sugarcoating this, period. I'm going to be very frank. If you do not have your password, you cannot get in unless you transport that whole wallet onto a different phone with your seed words. If you don't have your password or your seed words in the world of crypto, that's what we call a loss.
Ooh.
I have the seed words.
Yeah. So
I
you
have
would
the
have
seed
to
words,
those.
But it doesn't ask for the seed words.
I can't get past my sign-in. Yeah, so you can't use your seed words that way. Seed words are used to actually re-put on another phone or another device that entire wallet. That's what it's for. So you will not be able to do that. So there is a process to doing that. I don't personally do that. That's someone on our group that kind of helps people with that. But you would have to put it on another device. But if you do not have your password, there is no such thing in the crypto space or forgot password, because that means there's a third party involved. And there is no third party involved with decentralized currency. So there's nothing that you can do. So the only thing that you'll be able to do is
Well, I knew my password. I put it in, but it wouldn't accept.
No. So I will tell you this: it's not the right password. So whatever you use, it's not the right one. So either watch out for your caps lock, or just watch out. But yeah, it's definitely not the password to what you had before, because it would accept it. So I would say keep looking for it, or definitely be ready to put it on a whole different device, because that's the only way you'll be able to capture it. Okay?
How do I put it on a different device? We only have two.
That's the process. I won't be able to go through that on this call.
Oh, yeah.
That is a process.
No.
Like I said, I have a person.
You need to call us after the call.
No,
I
won't be doing it. I have a person that can help you with that. I'm not into technical, and if you have an iPhone or something, I really don't know. But yeah, they'll help you with that, but not me personally. I don't work on that part.
Okay. You don't. All right. Yeah. Thank you for that, Michael.
No worries.
All right. Okay. Was there any other questions you had there, Billy? I know that's an important one for you.
Yeah, and plus I also try to get into Daisy by going the daisy.global.r/ and then my username, and then I put that down, and I entered the password, and it wouldn't take that password either.
Yeah, so that one of those steps that you did is not the right. So when you go in, if you re-listen to the call, the only thing you're supposed to do is put your VPN on. And then when you go into your TronLink wallet, once that VPN's on, then you just put in that actual https://.
Yeah.
You can't just put daisy.global/r/. And you know you've done it right if it takes you to where it says automatic login. If it doesn't say automatic login,
I got that far, and then it asked for my password, and it wouldn't take my password.
So it's wrong. So your password is
sure it's wrong. But...
So let's talk about that. You know, at another time, Zuria, with Michael, if you don't mind. You know, you could just kind of text Michael also, just like everybody else, and then we'll get a chance to talk with him. So I need to get back to our call for everyone else. Zuria, is that all right with you?
Cool. That's fine.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Okay. So now going back again to our new venue of the Ebony. So what is the difference between the IMC, iMoney, what we had before versus Ebony? Both of them are Oh, because we have a nose in between all of that, right? So tell us now more about the Ebony and the transition in terms of utilizing Ebony like we were going to be utilizing, you know, the other utility coins.
Yeah, so actually it just stays the same. Ebony is just a change of name. So the utility of it is identical. And so what we mean by that is I always like to compare Ebony and the G-Point system to like a PayPal or a Cash App, but through the cryptocurrency space, decentralized space. So there's a lot of benefits to that because, again, you don't have to worry about all of the red tape that you have to deal with when you're dealing with PayPals and some of them. They have a lot of restrictions on limit and even movement. And so with what we have, one of the things that I had a challenge with PayPal, Cash App, and Venmo was the ability to move larger sums of funds. I just couldn't do it. It kept getting to a point where the amount that I was doing was too big. So in what we're doing now, it allows us to be able to do transactions as if you're doing Cash App, Venmo. And a lot of people, they like sending money back and forth to each other. So I can now send funds to you. I can send funds to Billy. I can sell funds to Matt. And there's no fee there. And it's instant.
Right.
You know, right away, within a second, it gets to you. And then, of course, as we start to develop into these different programs, like right now we have the biggest dentistry group that's going to be using our G-Point model. Well, now when we go to these groups, we effectively can now be able to use our G-Point with those groups. And then, of course, you get rewards through our Ebony, and that's where the value starts to tick up. Because a lot of people are like, oh, when are we going to start seeing the value ticking up in price? Well, as we start developing more and more of these projects and we have millions and millions of people using it, and that usage goes up, that's when we're going to start seeing the price just explode. So that's why I always tell people, look at the long term, because that's what happened with Cash App. That's what happened with PayPal. Once they started getting a certain amount of users, they just exploded, right? And so the same thing with Ebony. As we start using it for these different reasons, like football and basketball and tickets and things like that, because people – and do the transaction with no money. Just imagine going to a football game and you don't have to use any money at all. No credit card, no cash. You know, everything is completely cryptocurrency. That's available right now with what we have.
Okay.
As the person we're working with, they're about to develop a huge project, and they're right now wanting to use the G-Point for their project because they don't want people or the employees having to deal with money while they're in there.
Right.
So it takes away that that fear of what's going to happen if someone comes in and robs the place or something, or what happens with this, or what happens with that. Well, no longer is that even a situation. If you start looking at casinos working within this space, how is that going to change for the casinos out there that are working with cash on a steady basis? I'm not a person that goes, but if you are a person, you understand what that looks like for them. So if it, these are just things that have to happen, it's not if it's going to happen. Ebony is a solution for those things actually happening. And as it gets bigger and bigger and becomes the household name that it's going to become, well, that's when the price of Ebony is going to start really moving up very aggressively.
Okay. All right. So when I'm looking over at the WGC community or Ebony, I guess they've got like a couple of projects. You're talking about the G-Denti. So those are things that we can already sign up for and take part and participate in. They also have another one. It's called G-Coupon or something like that. Those are the things that you're talking about, right, in terms of utilizing the Ebony for, right?
Yeah, and you can just think about walking into stores. We accept G-Points here, you know, for transactions, right? So that it's going to balloon into something where people are going to look at it being very attractive because, like I said, it just stops money being an issue when people are doing transactions, right? It makes it easy for companies to be able to use it. And because it's on a voucher setting, you know, this is not something that's taxable either. So just imagine how that's going to fit for many, many people or in many groups out there, because it's on a voucher standpoint. It's like a reward. So, you know, now we're in a situation where people are winning without even taxation on their side. And that's a huge size for a lot of people,
right,
that they can actually use this in a non-taxable event, because we don't get 1099 or no W, none of that here. Nothing comes back
right
to us when we use the G point. It's not money, but it's got the movement of being able to transact like money, but it's like a voucher slash reward. So we're in a different space.
Mm. Wow. So, all right. Well,
I'll give you an example, right?
Go ahead.
So it's just like an example, you know, you earn or you get rewarded with, I don't know, 10,000 or 15,000 of these G points. You don't pay on that. I remember that I had gotten to a point, and this G points is dollar for dollar, gotten to the point of executing lots of funds and no 1099, because it's a reward slash voucher, and that's how we stand. So just imagine how incredible that is, that it's being used in that manner for people, and they don't have to worry about having some type of very high taxation later. That's huge. You know what I mean?
So. So the G coupon that's out there, it kind of shows already that you could use that at Target and at Walmart and other stores like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's very usable. And that's what our target is to get to the point that, you know, we'll be accessible at some of the finest places out there. So that's why I said, you know, we're not thinking that this is going to grow. It's just a matter of time type of situation, because as people start to really understand what it is and how it works, more people are going to get involved day by day. And it's just going to get bigger and bigger. So, yeah, we have all of that accessible as well. Coupons, rewards, rewards in getting the Ebony. Of course, Ebony is a currency, right? So you can now go online and be able to use that as well, because you're going to earn actual Ebony as well. So you can go and do transaction by swapping it or just using our G Point card or whatever it may be right through the G Point wallet and be able to use that too. So like I said, it's just we're creating something with that is usable within cryptocurrency, because most things that are out there are not usable. It's very hard to move around. To give you an example of what I mean, like everything that we talked about today, through the G Point model, you don't have to go through all those steps, right? You know, we had to go from L Bank, right, and come back and go to a Cash App or whatever. Well, with this G Point model, you can just use the G Point card and avoid all of that, right? So you now can fund it. You just have to apply for it.
How do we get our cards? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just have to apply for it. So if you actually go inside of that WGC on the go.info, it goes over all of
that.
There's videos for being able to apply.
Getting the card and going from there. Okay. Well,
correct.
I really think that this is I don't know. Let me open up the see if there are any other questions, you know, for the two of you.
And are we getting close to closing off? Because I wanted to make sure we did discuss a couple more things before we ended. Are we getting close to ending?
Oh, yeah, we're going to be close to ending like in about 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Okay, good, because I just want to make sure that the most important part of what we're talking about is discussed, and definitely if there's any questions, we can go ahead and do that.
Oh, well, then you better let's go ahead and have you continue then, Michael.
Yeah, because this part right here is the essence of the call, but I did want to make sure because people today, you know, liquidating is a major thing, but what we're going to be discussing right now, as quick as we can, is the future of where the world is going. And I want to kind of just break this down for everyone just so that when you come back to this, it's clarity. It's very easy to follow and easy to understand why this has to happen, right? So we can't guarantee anything. We all know that about finances. But, you know, if you're in the world of wealth, then you can understand where things have to go, right? Because that's the direction of what's happening in front of you. So if you can get in front of things, then you can have success. And so the reason why I've consistently transacted in certain projects is, one, for the ease, the usability of an Ebony, Daisy, because of AI. We know that AIs are taking over everything right now. But then you have the other side of, how are we going to deal with the problems we're facing right now that is becoming a major issue? And we need to discuss, okay, what is that elephant in the room that has to be discussed and worked out, right? It's a major problem here. And so that's the rise and fall of our dollar. And so the reason why we're consistently talking about cryptocurrency, and there is really no comparison. I mean, if you actually just look at, you know, gold over 10 years or so, you're talking about somewhere around the 10th year, around 39%, right? S&P, I trade it all the time, and I know these numbers are different from actual traders. This is what we call a holding number. You're talking about 197%. But we've watched in a 10-year period, Bitcoin actually hit almost a 8,000,000% return, okay? And so when we look at that, there's truly no comparison on, you know, how big this is getting. It's humongous. It's nothing bigger, and that's why the topic is something that everyone speaks of. I mean, if you look at the adoption rate is almost equal to the rate that the Internet has set. Very fast, very quick, people want to be involved with it. So the thing that, you know, people are looking at right now, people are like saying, okay, how can we address these situations? Well, what are the situations that we're actually dealing with right now? I discussed this the last time, but it's just getting bigger and bigger. Like, this topic is just getting much bigger. And that's the issue with de-dollarization, right? De-dollarization. And we're seeing that this is going to be a problem for our dollar. You know, they're trying to figure out how we can address this debt, but it's becoming more and more problematic, and more that, hey, I need to figure out where I can store my money, because this is looking really, really bad. And that really refers to countries reducing the reliance on the U.S. dollar reserve as a medium of exchange. So I want to take a break here just to kind of let that set in, because, you know, if you really think about de-dollarization, you're really talking about something where, you know, these countries out here, and to give you an example of what I mean, if you look at the BRICS right now, if you look at Brazil, you look at Russia, India, you know, some of these places, what you're finding is that these countries are now basically saying that we're shifting to yuan, so Chinese yuan. And the reason why they're doing that is because, one, they want more control of the decisions that they are making as countries, but also because of the dollar and that loss of value is so ridiculous that they need somewhere to store their value so they're not losing money. So with that being said, then it starts to go back to how this all started to go bad for us, and that's when we really came off that gold standard. So if you're trying to fix that, the first thing you got to say to yourself is, well, okay, what can I put my funds into that will allow me to be able to deal with any situations with inflation, any situations with interest rates going up? And the way that you can address that is making sure that what you're involved with it's deflationary. Deflationary is just something that allows us to be in a position where we don't have to worry at all about inflation. We don't have to worry about certain things because of what we're working with has a deflationary device connected to it. So if you look at, for instance, Bitcoin, Bitcoin house, and that's why it was a great store of value back in 2009 for me, because I understood that it halves every 4 years. The next halving is going to be 24 and 25 because it lasts a good strong year movement, bullish movement. So if you look at companies like Fidelity, BlackRock, they're already starting to align their bets right now with their clients' funds on Bitcoin. And it's easy because they know that it's going to be halving 2024 and 2025. And so what that really means is that the supply reduces in half. The last time this happened was May 11, 2020, and it's really easy to see that once that halving happened, most people say, well, it didn't instantly happen. That's not how it works. But right at that halving moment, it set up the deflationary side of Bitcoin, and because there's half of the coins being pretty much less, that is performing less, that's being mined, then the value goes up every single time it halves. Right? So basically that makes it a good stored value, because if you see the reaction, we saw that the market went from that 20,000 in 2017 all the way to 69,000. So that's why some of the individuals out there that are billionaires and things like that, they're saying basically, look, this is what we need to do. We need to make sure that we hold during these times, because as we start to hit these years, we have a belief that it could, like Tim Draper said, it could go like to 250,000 the next time. I don't know if it's going to go that high, but even breaking 100,000 and all of that, that's just going to be very serious for Bitcoin to hit, right? And we're talking about 24, 25. By 2030, they're saying, hey, it could even hit $1 million by that time. But we don't know. We don't know if it's going to be that high. But even if it's not, because of that inflationary mechanism that it has, it's creating what we call that push, a bullish movement of people being able to create a lot of income. Now, we talked about commodity-backed projects. We talked about if the dollar was still backed by gold, how great this would have been if it was still that way. Well, that's what makes this even bigger, because now we have projects that you have access to that are halving projects, but they're also burning. This is something that was not there for the initial projects that we had. It was not there. And so now the burning is basically this, and I'm going to just read the definition and then explain it. But burning crypto refers to deflationary process that permanently removes cryptocurrency tokens from circulation. This is done to decrease the total supply of digital assets as an attempt to boost the demand, increase market value. So what does that really say? Well, the projects that we have that are gold, aluminum, we have one that is over 100 million that's real estate backed. Well, what's happening is that every single time that money is earned from royalties on these projects, it goes and it burns the cryptocurrency out of supply. So we all understand supply and demand. Once the supply is decreased and demand is increased, the value goes up tremendously in time. So that's what's happening right now. If you look at the project that started with our commodity back, which was called debt, it literally went from 1 cent to $200 in just a year, whereas Bitcoin, it took about 3 years for that to happen, over 3 years for it to actually even get close to that point. And so that already is showing us right now that if we can take this cryptocurrency and then be able to back it by some of these commodity-based projects. And I'm not saying that you have to have that, but it does deal with the volatility and it does speed things up. We notice with Bitcoin, it doesn't have that. But if it does have it, we notice now that the volatility is not as impactful, okay? So we have projects right now. The reason why I said this was so important, because people are like, what do I do now? What is the step? How can I, you know, really take advantage of this and be able to get in the market or have my money in something that can continue to grow? We have several projects right now that I've looked at, and bar none are the best projects that I've seen at this time. And the reason why is because these are projects that are backed by something. And, you know, people have 401ks, different things like that they're like, look, I'm losing money so much here. What am I going to do? Or even if you're an investor, you're like, okay, I have this money sitting aside, but when I'm putting it in, you look at the stock market, it lost over $1 trillion in just a month. I mean, no one wants to really experience that. They want to experience success. So right now our projects have gotten it to the point that people can afford it, but they're great projects. So, for instance, our micro that are in our commodity-backed project, starts at $150, right? So these are what we call micro licenses. So instead of just purchasing, going to an exchange and actually purchasing a coin or a token, this gives you the ability to validate transactions and get rewarded every single day. So the rewards can go from 1% all the way to 100% that you're getting per day, depending on your license. So we have what we call micros licenses and then what we call the regular licenses. And they can start anywhere from 150 and then go up to whatever amount that you want. But if you look at our project, you're talking about aluminum. You know, sometimes people say, okay, is aluminum big right now? No, it's not just big. It's one of the most important things out there, because as we start going into eco-friendly systems and doing things that are without gas and things like that, aluminum is part that is used to make that happen. We have BGLD, which is oil project. We have BCM, which is a basically data center mining. That project is going to help with the problems with our energy. You know, a lot of states right now are saying that you can't even mine Bitcoin because it's too much electricity. Well, that project is actually using natural gas because it's in abundance to be able to decrease the fees with the electricity. We have the GROW project, which is agriculture, LOX, which is real estate, the BEV projects that deal with wine and different exotic beers and wines. Huge project that's doing extremely well. We have NatG, which is natural gas. We have our Explorer, which we talked about on our other calls. That is a device that is a satellite connected to a scanner that can connect you to a commodity within 6 centimeters. Now, that's huge because instead of us messing up the ground and messing up the land, we can be laser focused with tracking how much value. We can track where it is. It floats in the air so we can really see the depth and everything. So that's a huge project for a lot of people out there that are looking for resources but are not trying to destroy the earth while they're at it. Drip. I mean, we know how water supply is right now. It's been really, really tough on people to get water, just good water. That project helps with that. We have BLG, which is gold, and then we have debt. That's available right now, and that's our centralized project that right now is a token about to go to a coin. And what does that really mean? Well, tokens are pretty much projects, but the debt coin, which we're going to be going to soon, is actually a blockchain that is going to be commodity-backed that has insurance protecting us to make sure that if the project's not good, you get your money back. Imagine that. Being involved with a project that you can get your money back if it's not a good project. No pump and dump. No, meaning that there is no pump and dump. Bad projects that come in where they pump the price and then dump it where people lose their money. Because that's what's happening right now. People are hearing about the really bad situation. But if you can get in these projects that are backed and they're real projects, that's where you can say, okay, I can put my money here, store it long term, and create massive wealth. So we're really excited about this now because at one time, these projects were in the thousands. I mean, you couldn't even get involved with them if you didn't have $1,000 and up. But now they start at 150 and can go up to wherever you want. But this is the part of the call that we were striving for the last 14, 15 years. I've been striving for finding that perfect match where people can come in, get involved with something that is – definitely election-proof, economy-proof, recession-proof. You know, we're trying to figure out what we can do with our funds or how we can create income in this very hostile environment, and we have it now. So, you know, we've already watched thousands of people become millionaires within this space already, projects going from 0.01 to 200 and, you know, going to go much further in the future. You know, we have about 50 projects right now that are around 100 million at this time, and they're projecting, we cannot guarantee this, but they're projecting that as these projects unfold over the next 2 to 3 years, you know, we're talking about it going from where it is now to getting to around $37,000 per coin futuristically with these projects. So that's what we wanted to talk about. We're really excited about that. We definitely wanted to update you on the other projects and make sure that you understand what to do or where to go to get information. But these are the things that we have right now that in the next 2 to 3 years we'll be talking about on calls like this, where a lot of people are going to have extreme success, where most people are like, I don't even understand how people are successful today. And it's just because you have to figure out what is the problem and then what is the solution for that problem. And the problem that we're having right now is too much printing of the U.S. dollar and nothing backing it. And if we can get in front of that and get something that's deflationary, meaning that's something that's decreasing and it increases in value over the next 2, 3, 5 years, we're not thinking the way other people are thinking. We're thinking, how can we help these people to do the same? And that's why we get on these calls, because we understand it. I understand where the financial thing climate is going, and the solutions are there. It's just, what are we going to do about it to make it change, right? That's the key. So anyway, with that being said, I want to give it back to you, James, if you have any quick questions, and then I'll end by just giving people the contact info.
Yeah, just in terms of the projects, are these projects at all related then to Ebony, or this is separate?
No, this is Ebony is built on the example of PayPal slash, you know, Cash App, you know, kind of that industry of things. This one is commodity-backed projects. So what we're talking about now is projects people can get in that can give them stored value and have commodities backing it where it increases faster but also holds value because of that as well.
Okay. So where do we go to get all this information about all of the different projects? And then to how do we
do that? So basically, just like we always do, you know, people can directly call me. The number to get with me is 954-330-3077. Again, 954-330-3077. And all you have to do is just put your first and last name in there, your email, the country and the state that you're in, and just put free. You know, I always tell people put free because that identifies this, and then I work with it accordingly. So that, you know, we can get back to you. So, some people say, well, you know, I can't text. I know some in the community have issues with that as well. You can also email me. And I know some of you have reached out to me from different countries trying to work with that WhatsApp thing and try to contact y'all. We still got to work with some of you that are in these different countries and get a solution for that because the connection is kind of weird sometimes. But we'll work through that as we go. But you can also reach me at my email, OKAY, so that's OKAY, Mr. M-R, Andrews, A-N-D-R-E-W-S, so that's OKAY, M-R, A-N-D-R-E-W-S, at gmail.com. You can just reach me there, and same information. In the subject line, just put free. Yeah, put free.
Okay.
And just put your interest and questions. So if you had a question on Daisy, if you had a question on Ebony, and now our commodity-backed projects, because these projects, the reason why I always want people to reach out because it's just really depending on what's available, you know, because some things are going to be not available. So at any given time, you may say, well, you maybe a week or maybe you reach out today. The inventory changes with those projects.
Okay.
So.
We have like 60 seconds. I have an individual that has raised his hand. If that person needs to contact you, I'll give him the information in which to call you from. But anyways, I want to say thank you so much for all this very, very excellent call. I mean, it was really very thorough. Thank you again for giving us all these updates. And again, now another way to be able to maybe get involved in helping the world, you know, through all of these projects that are out there, because it's not just purchasing these micro licenses, but you're actually helping the world. So, again, thank you so much, Michael. Matt, you are great. So, thank you,
James. As 1 o'clock Saturdays, 1 o'clock Sundays, and 10 p.m. on Mondays for those meetings, you know.
for those meetings. Okay, thanks, Matt. Thanks,
yeah.
Michael, again. We love you guys. Thank you for all that you do. And have a great, great, great weekend. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Most definitely. See you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll call you. Hey, Michael, can we reach you now also, please? Thank you.
Yeah, you can give me a call, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you. All righty. Bye-bye, guys. Bye.